You're listening to SBS News.
Chrissy Foster has spent decades fighting for justice. Two of her daughters were repeatedly raped by a priest at their Catholic primary school in Melbourne suburbs. Katie Foster struggled to deal with the abuse, becoming a binge drinker. She was hit by a drunk driver in 1999, leaving her physically and mentally disabled. Her sister Emma took her own life 9 years later. Chrissy believes the upcoming Vatican summit is unlikely to lead to the church taking full responsibility for its role in the global abuse scandal.
Well, I don't have any hope of anything concrete coming out of it. And I think a couple of indicators are recent announcements by the Pope. One was last October, where he said that the Catholic Church was under attack by the great accuser, who's the devil. And it just seems something ludicrous to say when you cannot arrest the devil or put him before a court or put him in jail, whereas we have real clergy who are sexually assaulting children and they don't even get a mention.
In his 2018 Christmas address, Pope Francis demanded priests who raped and molested children turn themselves in. Mrs. Foster, who is one of Australia's highest profile advocates for abuse victims, doubts the speech had any effect.
I wonder how many have already done that and how many have done that since he has said to, and I doubt there's any. And I feel that if the Pope was serious about this, he would ask every bishop in the world to hand over their secret archives, their files on offender priests, over to the police, and then that would mean something.
Current Vatican guidelines call for bishops to report abuse to police in countries where the law requires it, a technicality that has infuriated survivors' groups. In Newcastle, New South Wales, Peter Gogarty will be watching proceedings at the Vatican closely. He was abused by a priest from age 11, and his battle for justice has lasted decades. He doubts the summit will lead to significant progress.
I consider myself an optimist, and I'm always hoping for the best with these things. But having said that, I'm not overly optimistic that anything meaningful will come from it, because I think we've had a lot of talk from the Vatican and from the Catholic Church before, and we still really haven't seen a great deal of meaningful action.
In December 2018, the summit's organising committee sent a letter to attendees instructing them to speak with abuse survivors and their families before travelling to the Vatican. The first step must be acknowledging the truth of what has happened, the document read. For this reason, we urge each conference president to reach out and visit with survivors of clergy sex abuse in your respective countries prior to the meeting in Rome to learn firsthand the suffering that they have endured. But neither Mrs. Foster nor Mr. Gogarty have been contacted.
I'm not the only child abuse advocate in New South Wales or in Australia, that's for sure, but absolutely nobody, our local bishop included, nobody has made any attempt to talk to me about what this summit should be aiming to achieve. And I do have views on it, and I have tried in the past to work where I can with the Catholic Church and be positive about that. So I'm disappointed.
The Australian Catholic Bishops Conference told SBS News it meets with survivors regularly, but details of the conversations are private. The group's president, Brisbane Archbishop Mark Coleridge, will be attending the summit. While the conference will likely be one of the most covered events at the Vatican since the last papal election, Pope Francis has sought to downplay expectations. He recently told reporters, "We have to deflate expectations because the problem of abuse will continue. It's a human problem." Chrissy Foster questions the pontiff's commitment and that of senior bishops across the globe.
They are not equipped to deal with it because they haven't dealt with it. There's been a long history of exposure of this crime and a long history of them blaming this person, blaming that person, blaming the devil, you know, blaming journalists, blaming the victim. That any apology that has come from them has only been through public pressure via the media, and they're forced into it because of public outcry. It's not something that's coming from them. It's not a changed heart. It's not a realisation, oh, what have we done? There's none of that. It's they're still waiting for it all to be over to carry on.
In London, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.